Mikvash chapter 4, Mishnah 4. Maim she'uvin u'may geshamim. If there's drawn water and rain water, shenis arvu b'chatzar, and they get mixed up in a courtyard. And then from the courtyard, they flow along the ground and they descend into a mikveh. So the principle that we're going to be touching on here is there's a concept that if water, drawn water, is poured and it flows over the ground and then into a mikveh, the flowing over the ground undoes the fact that it's drawn water. So the mikveh would be kosher. So now, according to Torah law, the whole mikveh could be made up of that drawn water that's flowed over the ground. And according to rabbinical law, the rabbi said no. The majority of the mikveh must be normal rainwater, and just less than the majority could be this water that's flown over the ground. Principle is called hamshaka, that it's flown over the ground and into the mikveh, and that makes it not drawn water anymore. So he says, what happens if rainwater and drawn water got mixed up in the courtyard and then they flowed into the mikveh, uva'uka, or they were in a cavity and then flowed into the mikveh, va'almalo sama'ara, or they were on steps of a cavern and then they flowed into the cavity. It says, imrov min akosha, if the majority is rainwater, kosher, then the mikveh will be kosher. Vimrov min apasul, but if the majority was drawn water, even though it's been kind of changed by flowing over the ground, pasul, the mikveh will be pasul, and that's rabbinical, as we said. Mechetzel, even if it's half and half pasul, the mikveh will be pasul. Masa, when is this? When does this apply? Bizman shemis arvim ad shelo yagia lemikveh, when they get mixed up before they reach into the mikveh, before they actually get into the mikveh. But hayim mekalchin b'seich hamayim, but if they poured into the water, they're pouring straight into the mikveh, then im yadur shenafal aseich arvim seich hamayim ksharim, then if you know that 40 seahs of valid water fell in, ad shelo yarad l'seich ha'shloish lugin, before 3 lugin fell in, then ma'am shuvim kosher, then the mikveh will be kosher imlav pasul. So there you have to know that the 40 sahs get in first before the 3 lugin, if they're going to go straight into the mikveh. They're not going to flow over the ground.